Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Vincent joined me earlier this week to talk volleyball.
Jamie, looking back to this past weekend, how did the team fare in your tournament that you held?
We did pretty well. We finished 4-1. We were disappointed, of course, that we lost in the finals. We lost a very good Highland team. They're winning their conference and had played very well. You know, we had some chances in the first set late and made just a few errors that cost us, and they were able to rally and kind of steal that first set from us, and then we won the second set, and then we lost the third set to them. We got off to a slow start, and then it's just, you know, against a good team like that that's just got a lot of weapons. They're just very across the board, very senior dominant group. So I think they're going to do well, you know, come tournament time and probably be their conference champ. So, you know, nothing about that. But, you know, we've come around here lately. You know, I was just looking back, you know, since we've played Dodgeville last, I think we're 10-4. Since that match, you know, and our four losses were to Platteville in 5. We had a big win against Valley in 5, but we also lost to Reedsburg, a really good program in the final set. And we lost to Baraboo, so we've taken second place in 2 tournaments since Dodgeville losing to Baraboo 14-16 in the final set. So, again, opportunities there. And then, of course, Highland and that. But we put some good stretch of games together there, too, and kind of doubled up, so we're getting closer to that magical number of 20 wins. Is always a goal for our team, especially with a young team like that. This year, we were hoping we'd be able to accomplish that. So we're a couple away, and you know, we'll work towards that on Tuesday night.
Hornet volleyball coach Jamie Johnson on the coach's pregame show, pre-match show from WRCO.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. A family business serving the area since 1978, Heartland Christmas Trees is proud to provide handmade wreaths, garlands, and decorations, along with free shaking and netting of every tree. Watch for Heartland Christmas Trees retail outlets to open during the next holiday season and plan to bring home the tradition of a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
For over 2 decades, Jewell Associates Engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson is our guest. Jamie, since the last time you played Dodgeville, in what areas do you feel you've improved the most?
Well, I think we've improved in our blocking. We had a lot of blocking errors that night, unfortunately. We got some good blocks, but we also just had some errors. I think we just were serve receiving better since then. It was just a really poor night for us. I mean, I think, you know, you throw in the digging and blocking errors, which is our tough because they're hitting it there. But, you know, we had almost like, I think, 53 errors, way too many attack errors for us to be successful. You know, we just got to be be much better, you know, with that. We had close to 24 hitting errors, I think. 24 hitting errors and 46 kills. That ratio's got to be a lot better. You know, so if we cut down those errors, even to 15 hitting errors, that's probably would have gave us that chance to win that match. So just trying to be more consistent with our serve receive and our attacks and our missed serves. And we learned some things from that fifth set. I mean, we competed with Platteville. We beat Valley. You know, we've been in those a lot more of those games, but just we're cleaning up some things there. We're, you know, in that fifth set, I look back, they had four aces and no serving errors, and we had two errors, serving errors. You know, we can't afford to miss serves in that fifth set when you're going to 15. And, you know, just all those little details with that. So I'm excited. I think we've improved. We proved that by going five with Platteville and beating Valley. And then, again, taking second in that Baraboo tournament was a very, very good tournament. We beat a lot of good teams there in Toma. And then, you know, had some great matches during the day. So I think we've been playing consistently a little bit better.
You're certainly still not out of the conference race, but it will take some help now, won't it?
Yeah, it's always a bummer when you need rely help. And one of the teams you might thought might be able to realistically pull it off was Valley, you know, because Valley beat them in a tournament. And, you know, but Valley has already played them twice now. So, you know, we are in second place all by ourselves right now. So that's our goal, is taking it one game at a time, and if things fall our way, great. But if not, if we can win out, second place in this conference is nothing to hang your head, you know, about. And so hopefully we can, you know, we've got a couple big weeks here. Obviously coming up homecoming this week, Platteville match next weekend. We have our last tournament this weekend, which is tough during a homecoming week to have a tournament, all-day tournament. But especially with the competition that's going to be there, it's just going to be outstanding. Again, bigger schools and great programs. So it's going to get us battle-tested for our ultimate goal there, is working through towards a conference championship, but also, you know, trying to achieve to get to a regional final or beyond. So all this competition, we hope will pay dividends here over the next month.
Sometimes coaches, you know, have a tough time getting the team going on homecoming week, but I think it's probably an advantage to have this match earlier in the week, so, you know, you don't have all the tiredness of the whole week behind you when you get to Thursday.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it when we have a Tuesday match. I know there's more excitement in probably the match itself on a Thursday night, especially like when we have a bonfire this year and stuff, but, you know, it is. There's a lot of... They're being pulled and stretched every which direction, and it's also a grade check week, so kids are stressing, you know, making sure they have their grades in and also trying to participate in the homecoming things. And so I love it, the fact that we play Tuesday and not Thursday. We can kind of figure out how to handle those things and be as well prepared for the weekend tournament as we can, while also allowing them to enjoy the day and you know, enjoying the week-long festivities.
The matchup with Dodgeville, how well do you match up with them this year?
Well, you know, they played extremely well, I thought, against us. And, again, they forced us into a lot of errors. Their middle and right side attacks really put pressure on us that other people haven't done. Caitlin Esch, I think it is, just played outstanding for them. She just really had a high percentage of kills. She had like a 350 hitting percentage, which is really good in high school volleyball. So, you know, we got to adjust and figure her out there. And, you know, it's, you know, we beat Lancaster, but Lancaster beat Dodgeville, and Dodgeville beat us. So, I mean, I think we're right there. I mean, we're very similar. I think their new coaching staff did an outstanding job, and they were ready to go. Their crowd is behind them, so hopefully our crowd can get behind us and rally us to a victory and keep us in second place by ourselves. That would be a big statement going into the final 2 weeks of the season.
Awesome. Sounds good. Good luck against Dodgeville, Jamie.
All right, thank you.
At WRCO-FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hello again. We're going to get to volleyball in just a little bit here. It's a noisy night at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, but always good to see and hear the band as the Richland Center High School Pep Band is here and performing under the direction of Jeff Behrens. And the teams continue their warm-ups. We can tell you in JV1 action and JV2, Richland Center won both of those by sweep, 3-0. So the younger Hornets looking good here tonight. And also good news from the soccer pitch. Richland Center gets the win in varsity soccer, 1-0 over Dodge Point. So it's a happy homecoming for the Richland Center boys soccer team. A little more about tonight's game coming up in just a moment after this timeout. You're listening to high school girls volleyball coverage from WRCO Sports.
Never painted a room before? It's easier than you think. Our team can set you up with all the supplies you'll need to get the job done. Head on over to All-American Do-It Center, and you'll find more Valspar Medallion colors than you could possibly imagine, including the perfect one for your interior painting project. Medallion is the only paint and primer with Colorfinity and provides a one-coat color that lasts. So get organized, get down to work, and enjoy your home's new interior look. Try Valspar Medallion paint and primer today at All-American Do-It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Good evening, sports fans from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear? You can purchase or rent. Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Phil Nee with you tonight as we get set for volleyball match action from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Both teams going to the sidelines. Dodgeville comes in with a record of 3-3, and they are coached by Maggie Doherty in her first year as head coach at Dodgeville. And also for Dodgeville, they come in with a few seniors on the roster, total of 4. Otherwise, a fairly young squad with a total of 3 sophomores and a total of 6 juniors on the roster this year. For the Hornets, coming in with a little bit more season experience than the last time we saw them. Seniors playing, including Rainey Walsh, Danica Pauls, Taylor Wirtz, and for the Hornets, their managers, Ella Kearns and Abigail Williams, making up the team. Tatum Razick, the libero player, leading the way as a libero player, so they really have maybe a little bit more veteran team and starting to come together a little bit more, as mentioned, in sole possession of second place coming into the night at 4-2 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. And in terms of homecoming night, well, it's certainly a special night. The volleyball team will also have poster night. The team will sign posters after the completion of this varsity match. So if you're in the area, come on out and get a poster signed and a little keepsake for your room. Put it on your wall. The Hornet Homecoming 2025, also with a very special program and honoring the 2025 outstanding alumni who will be officially inducted on Friday. They include Francis Zeller and Philomena Poole. So congratulations to both. We wish them the best, and right now, it is our national anthem song. Reich's National Anthem as performed by the Richland Center High School Pep Band. Thanks to Mr. Jeff Behrens and the band for being here tonight. It always adds a special twist to things. We'll be back with more about the match, Dodgeville versus Richland Center, coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Caring for you and about you. That's the promise of Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They treat every customer like family, offering trusted care, quality products, and exceptional everyday value. With leading-edge knowledge and a commitment to your health, they'll be there when you need them most. Best of all, you'll be helped by people you know and trust. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40 plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
WRCO. Here are the Dodgeville starters. First of all, number one, a senior, Kiara Hazer. Number four, Kylie Sedola, a senior. Number nine, Jenna Johnson, a sophomore. Number 11, Caitlin Esch, a senior. Number 13, Marley McGraw, a junior. Number 14, Addison Riley, a junior. And the libero player is number eight, sophomore Emma Doherty. And now for the Richland Center Hawks on the other side. Number 10 is a junior, Elodie Weiss. Number 11 is Tatum Razick. And Tatum is a senior, libero player. Also getting to start tonight, Adeline Wirtz, who is a freshman. Number 21, Ella Clements. Number 22, senior, Rainey Walsh. Ella, by the way, is a sophomore. Number 23, senior, Danica Pauls, getting the start tonight as well for Richland Center. And then number 20 is a sophomore, that is J.C. Gander. Those are the starters for the Hornets this evening. First serve time is next from WRCO Radio Sports.
Chronic pain can have a lasting impact on your daily life, mental health, ability to get a good night's sleep, and so much more. If you find yourself noticing your pain has been hard to control for extended periods of time, the Richland Hospital and Clinics recommends you speak to your provider about a personalized care plan. Don't wait. Early intervention is key. Help starts here.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
The Civic Media Text to Win contest continues this hour on WRCO Radio. Here is the word to text this hour. It is LAUGH. left. Text that in through the Civic Media app. Find WRCO or 608-647-4155. Again, the text word is left this hour, and we're underway, and it's a net serve from Dodgeville. Hornets go up 1-0 here in the match, and Richland Center will get the side out and the ball. So they'll rotate around, and serving will be Ella Clements. Here's the serve. Fielded by Dodgeville. They'll take it back to the middle, pushing it to the right side. Weiss gets a block and a kill. 2-0. Ella B. Weiss knocks it down, gets the block for RC, and they go up by a score of 2-0. Next serve by Clements. Fielded by Dodgeville. There's the pass to Stadola back to the right side. Taking a swing. Shot is in the way and in as the Hornets tried to field it. Couldn't quite come up with it. Caitlin Esch put the charge into one, and Dodgeville is on the board. 2-1. They will serve. Richland Center in serve-receive mode. Here's the serve. Fielded back row there by Razick. Got a little on it. And now driving in there, trying to make the play, is Alan Wirtz, and the ball caroms out of bounds. First pass was a little low, and Dodgeville leads it by a score of 2-2 here in this homecoming match. The Dodgers will serve again. This one is going to be an ace. Nice job getting the serve down to the floor. That was, again, number 11, Caitlin Esch. So Dodgeville takes the lead at 3-2. She will serve again. Powerful serve, working on that back row of Richland Center. Here's the serve again. This one to the right side. Free ball back over, and Dodgeville pounces on it, tries to block it. It's out of bounds. Adeline Wirtz had an excellent dig on that one, which again was a tough serve, and Dodgeville misplays it at the net to make the score 3-3. Danica Paul starts all the way near the student section, serving across the gym. Here's the dig by Doherty. Back to the left side, shot by Dodgeville. One hand save by Walsh. Stadola with the set. There it's back to Wellington, and then bumped over by Riley. And now diving in, and the Hornets can't make the play. Another low pass and hit number two. Diving Wirtz couldn't quite get it, and now Dodgeville takes the lead at 4-3. The libero player, Emma Doherty, will serve this one up. And here it comes. That one to the left side, fielded by Pauls. Now passed to the right side. Razick gets it over. Dodgeville tries again in the middle. That one is going to be hit over the top by Wellington. Pushed back by the Hornets. Blocked by Dodgeville, and down it goes. Johnson gets the final spot there and makes it a 5-3 ball game. Johnson gets her first point tonight, and Doherty will serve. Here's the serve to the Hornets, fielded by Pauls. There is the set left side, taking a long arc is Wirtz with a pass. Dodgeville takes it to the right side. Johnson gets it over. This one played by Weiss. Right back to her from Walsh. And now it's going to be into the net. And that'll be a point for Dodgeville as they double it up now on the Hornets. 6-3. RC in serve-receive mode. Just kind of trying to get in sync, in step here tonight. There's a line drive serve fielded by Paul's back row. Now Walsh with a pass to the left side. Bumped over the top by Wirtz. Here is Dodgeville trying it again for the right side. Rainbowed over by Johnson. Here's the set by Walsh. Left side shot by Gander. Dodgeville almost misplayed it. They'll keep it going now. Pushing it over is Johnson. Set by Walsh to the left side. Wirtz takes a swing and got it down. And the Hornets make it 6-4. Adeline Wirtz with her first kill. Hornets rotate around. Taylor Wirtz is in the front left. And in to serve is Aubrey Kolstad. So the Hornets rotate around, and here is Colstead's serve. That one dies quickly, but fielded now by Stadola. Back to the right side, taking a shot is Johnson. Nice play there by Razick, kept live. Colstead to Wirtz, drives it over. Here's the set by Dodgeville to the left side, knuckled over by McGraw. Marley gets it in. 7-4, Dodgeville takes a three-point lead. In for the Dodgers, and number two, Emily Riley. She is a sophomore. And Emily will serve. Richland Center in serve-receive mode. Whistle sound. They're going to check some numbers at the scorer's table. Veteran officiating crew, Mark Flanagan and Rick Loffenberg. I see them all three seasons. They do basketball, they do baseball and softball, and doing volleyball tonight. Here's the serve. Wirtz brings it back to the middle, and the ball pushed over by Wirtz. Works to Works. Back to the right side. Here's Dodgeville getting a swing, and down it goes on the hit by Anna Wellington. That makes it 8-4. Wellington gets the kill. Serving for Dodgeville again is Emily Riley. Riley with the approach. Line drive serve. Back row is just out of bounds, says the line judge. And a service error. The Hornets will gain a point and the serve. 8-5 here in the opening set at Richland Center High School during homecoming week. Phil Nee with you tonight. And setting now, or serving, I should say, is Razick. There's the serve. Dug by Dodgeville. They keep it at the net. Ball blocked down by Taylor Wirtz. Taylor waiting for that set, which kind of crept over on the Richland Center side, and that makes it 8-6. Serving will be the Hornets, and that one is a net serve. It does not make it over, and Dodgeville gains a point and the serve. Makes the score 9-6 here in the opening set. Dodgeville again gets the whistle with a couple of dribbles. There's a line drive serve. Fielded by Razick. There's the set by Kolstad. Now punched over by Pauls. Back row. Stadola in the front row. Centers it for Dodgeville. Esch takes a swing. Fielded by Taylor Wirtz. Kolstad to the left side. And Adlin Wirtz down the line with that one. Dug by Dodgeville. Back to the right side. Shot into the net by Johnson. And the Hornets gain a side out. 9-7 score. Serving for Richland Center is number 12, Adlin Wirtz. Starts way back out of the out-of-bounds line for basketball. Then a run-up drives it over. Dodgeville with a set to the middle, taking a power shot, and down it goes for Caitlin Esch. That was a real nice work of art there. Gets it down, and Dodgeville will take the serve. Here comes the serve by Dodgeville. That one is out of bounds. They just missed, and that'll make the score 10-8, I believe. The scoreboard got a little bit behind. They're going to check on that. Now Richland Center getting set for a substitution. It's going to be number 20. J.C. Gander comes into the lineup. Rainey Walsh rotates to the back row. And we'll get it set up here in just a moment. Checking on the numbers. Should be 10-8. Still says 10-7 on the board. Here's the serve. This one fielded by Dodgeville. Misplay. Ball handled on the right side. They'll keep it going. And no, that's hit number 4. First pass was a little off guard, and it went behind the judge. And then they centered it back, but couldn't get it over on the third hit. And that's a point. 10-9 now the score. Here's the serve by Walsh. Dug by Dodgeville. Stadola in the middle. Esch taps it in. Nice play. Caitlin Esch makes it an 11-9 lead for Dodgeville here tonight. Into the lineup, number 13, Marley McGraw, a junior. Dodgeville front left. And here we go for the serve. The Dodgers. Hornets on the far side. Pauls pops it up. Chasing it down is Adlin Wirtz. And now Rainey Walsh takes it over the shoulder and got it over. Stadola sets here on the right side. Addison Riley blocked. Down it goes by J.C. Gander. Ella Clements teaming up, and that makes it 11-10. Richland Center gets the side out. So this one back and forth. Nobody's had a real long run in this one. And the Hornets trail by one. There's the serve by Clements. Fielded by Doherty. Set to the near side. Shot by McGraw. Back row. One hand saved by Wirtz. Pushed over now by Pauls. Dodgeville can't get it over on hit number 3, and the Hornets have tied it. 11-11 here in the opener at Richland Center High School. Lining up to serve is Ella Clements. Pounds this one back row. Cut off by Esch. Pass to the right side. Riley drives it over. Fielded now by Wirtz. Walsh to the left side. Pauls taps it. No, didn't get over the block, and it hits on the Hornets side, and Dodgeville takes a lead. 12-11. We're just 3 weeks away from the WIAA tournament. A couple of weeks of regular season matches yet. Here's the serve. Fielded back row there by Razick. Low pass to the net. Hornets can't find the handle on that one. And Dodgeville goes up by two. 13-11. Esch gets the whistle. And here's the serve. That one cut off now by Clements. Saved by Razek. Clements from the back row. Wow, got it over all the way to the back row of Dodgeville. They'll work it in the middle. There's Wellington taking it over. Down it goes. Right in the back L, and that'll make it 14-11 in favor of the Dodgers. Dodgeville will serve again. They're up by three after the Hornets tie the score. That's an ace. That makes it 15-11 on a nice serve by Caitlin Esch. And a timeout is going to be taken by the Hornets. 15-11, Dodgeville leads in the opener. High school volleyball coming your way tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time, Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
On the Wiss Sports Hall of Fame here, we have some notes to share with you, the Filmy flip phone, and some things to look at tonight during our broadcast. First of all, in the conference, River Valley 1-0 over Prairie du Chien, and Platteville 1-0 leaders over Lancaster in Southwest Conference volleyball. We're back to it, 15-11 Dodgeville in the opener. There's the serve. Pauls gets the dig. Walsh with a save. Back it goes to Pauls, and she puts it in. Hornets get Danica in the act there. That's her first point to my record tonight, 15-12. And Danica will serve again. Pauls will move to the far side. Couple of dribbles in there. Here's the approach and a line drive serve. Nice dig there by Dodgeville. Set back to the middle, knuckled over, and down it goes after a nice hit by Marley McGraw. And Dodgeville gains that point back. They lead 16-12. Remember, the text word to text this hour is LAUGH, L-A-U-G-H, in case you missed it. Statewide, multi-state text-to-win contest. Go for the green and gold. Text word this hour is LAUGH. Here's a serve by Dodgeville. There's a shot by the Hornets. Taking one for the left side. Adeline Wirtz, and just missed as that one goes out of bounds. It is 17-12. Dodgeville now by five. And looking back on my scribbles, I believe that is the highest. That's the biggest lead for Dodgeville. Here's the serve by Doherty, fielded by Pauls. Rainey Wall sets it up to the left side. Taking it over is Alan Wirtz. Back row, Dodgeville. To the front left, here's a shot by Johnson. Diving dig, Pauls. Slap back by Dodgeville. Down it goes. Danica Pauls made an incredible save, but it hung on the net, and Dodgeville on the other side made the big swing. Wellington makes it an 18-12 Dodgeville lead. Last time these two teams played, it went five. Dodgeville leads by six in the opener. There's the serve. Dug there by Razek. Hornets work it back to the middle. Weiss takes it over. Back row Dodgeville. Esch to the right side, and McGraw drives it down and out of bounds. Just missed, and the Hornets gain a point, 18-13. Aubrey Colstead is in to serve for Richland Center. And in on the front left is Taylor Wirtz. Here's the approach and the serve. Cut off of the near side by Esch. Set to the middle. Wellington shot blocked right down by Ella Weiss. Wow, nice block. That makes it 18-14. So Ella will be back in motion. Gets back to the front row. That's her second block kill in the opening set. Here's the approach by Aubrey Colstead. Fielded now by Dodgeville. There's a set to the near side. Johnson takes it over. Pauls back row to Colstead. There's a quick set. Shot is blocked. Worth the shot blocked back by Dodgeville, and they score. Jenna Johnson got up on that one to make it 19-14. And in to serve for the Dodgers is Emily Riley. Emily comes up, running serve for the right side. Dug there by Razek. Colstead left side. Wirtz takes the angle. Diving play by Doherty. Saved. Now the hit by Johnson. Down it goes. Dodgeville leads it 20-14. So Jenna Johnson gets into the act, scores a couple of points in a row there in that middle. for the Dodgers, and timeout for the ball to be retrieved and chased down. Even head coaches have to do that. Jamie Johnson finds it and brings it back. Here comes the serve by Emily Riley, fielded now by Razik. Colstead sets it up nicely for Weiss. Ellaby takes it over. Back row. Played now by Dodgeville. They pass left. Johnson takes it over. She is on fire right down the line and got it in. That makes it 21-14. Dodgeville. Two kills in a row for Jenna Johnson. Dodgeville leads by seven. There's the serve. Razik. Colstead brings it left side. Wirtz taps it over. Fielded now by Riley, back to the middle, and now punched over by Johnson. Fielded by Wirtz, back to the near side, Taylor Wirtz, and it's a net violation on Dodgeville. So the Hornets turn the tie, they get a point. 21-15, the score here in the opening set. Back to serve for the Hornets, and number 11, Tatum Razik, there's the serve. Fielded by Dodgeville, pass to the near side, punched over there by Jenna Johnson. Back row, now to the front middle, shot over the top. Nice job by the Hornets as they got a nice hit there from Clements. Pushed back by Johnson. Hornets work it again. Raise it. Down it goes. Nice job by the Hornets from the back row attack, and that makes it 21-16. Good play by Razik and Wirtz, and the Hornets will serve again. Here comes Razik with the line drive serve, fielded by Doherty. There is the set. Back to the right row. It's going to be blocked there by Wirtz. Now set up. Dodgeville gets it back over. Adlin makes the play. Colstead back in the middle. Clements drives it over. Fielded now by Dodgeville. Pass to the left side. Johnson hits it into the net. And the Hornets gain another point. They're within four, 21-17. Dodgeville will use a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Dodgeville leading the opener, 21-17 tonight over Richland Center. You're listening to High School Volleyball from Hornet Homecoming on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
On the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, Wanniwak Center has defeated Nisida in the opener. They lead one set to none. And we had told you earlier, River Valley and Platteville have both won opening sets over Prairie du Chien and Lancaster, respectively. Here at Richland Center High School, 21-17. Hornets serve. Dodgeville leading by four. There's the set. And getting it over the top with Stadola. Hornets work it back to the right. Shot over the top by Taylor Wirtz. Fielded by Doherty, and they'll get it to the right side, Johnson, and she'll drive it over. Dug by Wirtz, gets it back from Pauls, pops it over. Fielded by Dodgeville again, a tough pass for Johnson. That one's going to be out of bounds. And the Hornets gain another point, 21-18. So Dodgeville trying to get back in step. There was a moment where they could do no wrong and build a seven-point lead, and now it is down to three. Here's the serve, dug by Dodgeville. There's the set to the back row and popped over the top that time. Oh, what a dig that time by Wirtz. My goodness, putting it over his Clements. And then Dodgeville gets the last word as Anna Wellington nails the kill. 22-18. That's amazing for Adeline Wirtz. Somehow got a pancake dig on that one. Serving is Dodgeville. This one on the near side, dug by Razik. Colstead sets it up, far side. Clements takes a shot. That one is just out of bounds. And it is 23-18, Dodgeville. Dodgers, Anna Wellington will serve. Dodgeville back up by five. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Razik. There's the pass to the left side. Pauls takes a shot. Dodgeville tips it, and it goes down. It's a point for the Hornets. 23-19. In to serve will be Kiara Hazer, one of the original starters for the Dodgers. Actually, no, I take that back. She's not serving, but she does come into the back row. Serving for Richland Center is number 12, Adeline Wirtz. Here comes the serve. Knuckleball near side. Doherty fields it. There's the set. Shot by Esch. Got it over, and that was a violation on the Hornets on the net, so that makes it game point for the Dodgers, 24-19. Dodgeville rotates Addison Riley back in the front row, and here is the serve by Dodgeville. Fielded by Razik, there's a set for Paul, takes a shot, got it down. 24-20. Hornets bounce back with a good kill. And they'll rotate Rainey Walsh back in and J.C. Gander as well. 24-20. Dodgeville still with game point in the opener here tonight. So Rainey gets the whistle. Here's the run-up and the serve. Fielded by Dodgeville. Pop to Stadola. Back to the middle. Softly tapped over by Esch. Hornets get it to Pauls on the left side. Takes a swing, and it is out of bounds. And this one belongs to Dodgeville. They win the opener, 25-20 to the final. Set number two is coming up in just a little bit here after a quick timeout. You're listening to high school volleyball coverage from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
In the opening set for Dodgeville, they win it 25-20, leading the way unofficially Anna Wellington with four kills, Jenna Johnson with three, and two aces from Caitlin Esch. For the Hornets, a couple of blocks for Ellaby Weiss, and two kills for Danica Pauls, and a kill for Adeline Wirtz. Again, Dodgeville winning the first time against Richland Center, and they are 3-3 in the conference coming up. They lost to Lancaster in three sets, then defeated the Hornets 3-2 back on September 11th. They defeated Prairie du Chien in three, lost to Platteville in three, lost to River Valley in three, and then defeated Lancaster 3-2 the second time around. So certainly showing a little bit of improvement are the Dodgers. Phil, the flip phone showing River Valley now leading two sets to none over Prairie du Chien in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Volleyball. And again, the Hornets soccer team 1-0 over Dodge Point earlier tonight. This hour's word to text in the text to win contest is LAUGH, L-A-U-G-H. Here we go, set number two, Hornets to my right, and here's the serve. Dodgeville fields it. Quick set for the middle, taking a shot, and down it goes. Caitlin Esch back with a big hit, and that makes it 1-0. Esch with the kill, and Dodgeville rotates in Marley McGraw, and they will serve. Good crowd on hand, student section. Today was, I know a lot of people wear their pajamas. believe it was take a nap day or something like that, pajama day. Here's the serve, fielded by Richland Center. Rainey Walsh passes near side. Gander gets it over for the Hornets. And here's the pass by Doherty, taking a shot. That one is out of bounds on the attempt by McGraw, and the Hornets have tied the score. 1-1, Hornets will serve. Should have dress-up days at the radio station. Here comes the serve by Clements, fielded by Doherty. Stadola passes left side, taking a shot. McGraw, one-hand save by Walsh, back to the Dodgers, and Dodgerill collides. That one lands in the middle, and the Hornets lead. 2-1 here in the second. Richland Center trying to catch fire, get in step a little bit here tonight. There's the serve by Clements, dug by Doherty, but it caroms into the stands. And the Hornets take a 3-1 lead on an ace from Ella Clements. She will serve again. Here comes the line drive serve. And Doherty lets it hit. It drops right on the line, and the Hornets take a 4-1 lead. Two aces in a row for Richland Center, and they lead by three. Trying to bounce back in this one. Dodgeville in the first trailed early and then took a pretty substantial lead to win it, when they wound up winning it by five. Dodgeville works on the left side, taking a shot, and one's out of bounds for McGraw, and the Hornets lead by a score of 5-1. So Clements will serve. Ella Clements back toward the back row. Now takes a couple of steps and serves it. Fielded by Dodgeville. They play the carom off the net. Ball blocked. Back to the Hornets. Ball to the right side. Paul takes a shot. Got it down. 6-1 Hornets. Danica Pauls with the kill. And Ella Clements will keep on keeping on. RC by five. Their biggest lead of the night. There's the serve. Fielded by Doherty, popped to the left side. Pass by McGraw, now taking a shot and getting it in is Addison Riley. And that makes it a 6-2 ball game. Riley gets her first kill. And Dodgeville will serve. Here's Caitlin Esch with a walk-up line drive serve. Net serve, and the Hornets get it right back. 7-2 Richland Center back on top. By five here in this Southwest Wisconsin Conference match. Danica Pauls starts all the way to the far side, and here is the serve. Fielded by Doherty, and now passed by Esch. Left side, Wellington takes it over. Fielded by Pauls. Walsh sets it. Here's a shot by Ellen Wirtz. One hand saved by Doherty into the net, and that's hit number four. And the Hornets take a lead of 8-2. 6-point advantage now for Richland Center. Pauls will serve. Pauls with a run-up, and there is the line drive serve, fielded by Dodgeville. There's the set to the middle, and now popped over by McGraw. Walsh gives it back to Wirtz. Adeline gets it over. Ball saved near side, back to the middle, popped over by Stadola. Here's Walsh setting up to the right side. Shot blocked. Down it goes by Addison Riley. Blocking over, trying to get the ball to J.C. Gander right up on the net, and the ball a little bit high, perhaps. That makes it 8-3. Serving will be number 8, Emma Doherty, the libero player for Dodgeville. Line drive, net serve. Oh, it makes it over. Hornets field it. Walsh gets it over. Here's Dodgeville taking a swing. Back row, Pauls. Here's Gander, right side. Adeline Wirtz rainbows it over. Fielded there by Johnson. Back to the middle. Wellington drives it over. Hornets pop it up. That one nearly out of bounds line. Dodgeville sets it near side, taking the shot again is McGraw, and that's down. So McGraw makes it an 8-4 ball game, and Dodgeville will keep the serve. Doherty to do the honors. Here's the serve. Fielded, back row by Razick. And now the pass, Weiss gets it over. Wellington keeps it going. Back row, now to the front left. Johnson drives it over. Here's Razick with a nice dig. Walsh sets it upwards. Shot into the net, and that's four hits on the Hornets. That'll make it 8-5. Dodgeville walking back into this one, trailing by three. Here's the whistle and the next serve. Fielded by Razick. Here's Walsh setting it left side. Adeline Wirtz takes it over. Tipped by Dodgeville, and down it goes. And the Hornets are back in business. 9-5 the score. Tatum Razik, and she's the freshman chant coming in. Student section getting into it tonight. 9-5 score, Hornets by 4. There's the serve. Doherty to Sadola, left side driving it over is Johnson, and out of bounds. Dodgeville missed the line, and the Hornets go up again by 5. It is 10-5. Back to serve. Hornets. Colstead with a serve. Fielded now on the near side by Dodgeville. Back to the middle. Wellington drives it over. That one is out of bounds. Hornets by 6. 11-5 in the second. Aubrey Colstead with a whistle. Colstead with a line drive serve. Back row. Fielded now by Dodgeville. Left side shot by Johnson. Ball blocked by the Hornets. Slapped in by Wellington and the Hornets. Anna Wellington having a big match tonight. That makes it 11-6. Serving for Dodgeville, in to do the honors, is number 2, Emily Riley. Hornets by 5. Dodgeville won the opener, 25-20. Here's the serve. Popped up by Wirtz. Colstead near side, tapping it over is Taylor Wirtz. Now Wellington in the middle, drives it over again to the Hornets. Razik. Colstead, Weiss drives it over, and that one is just out of bounds. Very close, and that makes it 11-7. 4-point edge for the Richland Center Hornets, but Dodgeville is back in the swing. Emily Riley will serve. Fires this one far side, fielded by Pauls. Colstead to Weiss. That one is going to be tapped back by Johnson. And now the Hornets get it over on the hit by Wirtz. And the Hornets get a point to go up again by 5. 12-7. Richland Center in the lead. Serving will be Tatum Razik. Tatum on the line drive serve. Fielded far side there by Doherty. Now maintained. And the Dodgers give it up there. The second pass was very low. And they couldn't work with it. They're going to take a timeout. 13-7. Richland Center, Dodgeville, timeout. Dodgers won the opener. Hornets up by 6 in the second here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse on a homecoming Tuesday night. The Hornets off to a nice lead in this one. Phil Lee flip phone, River Valley up on Prairie du Chien, 2-0. Hillsboro 1-0 on Bangor, and Belleville leads Wisconsin Heights by a set. Dodgeville won the opener. Hornets lead the second, 13-7. And the serve by Razik. Fielded by Dodgeville. Stadola gets the set. Taking a swing. Wellington got it down. That makes it 13-8. And the Hornets give up the serve. Sounds like the bonfire is going to return this year to Richland Center High School homecoming. That's on Thursday night. Here's the serve by Wellington. Fielded by Wirtz. Back to the near side and punched over by Clements. Now blocked by Dodgeville. Pushed back by Clements. Dodgeville on the net trying to get the push, and it's going to be blocked down by Evelyn Wirtz. Wirtz hanging up there and got it past the block to make it 14-8. And she will serve. So Evelyn with a jump serve. Far side, nice dig there by the Dodgers, and they'll work it for the left. Esch drives it in. Esch got it down and makes it 14-9. As Caitlin gets into the act a little bit. Addison Riley back in the front left for Dodgeville. Here's the serve. Fielded by Razik. There is Wirtz. And Paul shot blocked by Dodgeville. Down it goes. Caitlin Esch formed the wall, and that makes it 14-10. Serving will be Jenna Johnson again. Dodgeville within 4 of the Hornets. There's a serve. Worth got a hand on it, and chasing it is Razik. Can't quite get it, as that one goes way beyond the out-of-bounds line and back to the back wall. That makes it 14-11. Dodgeville within three in the second. Johnson with the approach. Line drive serve. A short one played by Clements. Colstead right side taking a shot as Pauls got it through the block. Danica Pauls makes it 15-11. Into the contest is J.C. Gander and Rainey Walsh. Rainey will serve the ball. 15-11 score here in the second. Hornets by four. Here's the serve. Fielded now in the back row by Riley. Back to the middle, taking it over. A nice hit by Esch. Good dig by Razik. Back to the near side. Pauls takes a shot. Got it in. Danica Pauls takes the angle. Hornets have her warmed up. She's got two in a row now. And RC leads by five. 16-11. And there's a serve. And that one is going to go way, way, way out of bounds. Service error, and the Hornets give up the serve to Dodgeville. Richland Center back in front by four. Substitute to the front left is Marley McGraw for Dodgeville, and Kylie Stadola will serve. There's the serve. Cut off now on the near side by the Dodgers. Set by Walsh. Back to Paul. Takes it over, and that is prime time. Hornets lead by five. Danica Pauls getting the swing and getting it down. Hornets rotate around. Back in the lead by five in the second. There's the serve. Played now by Dodgeville. That one near the net, and they can't make the connection on hit number two. And the Hornets go up by six, 18-12. RC trying to even up the sets. Here's the serve. That one in the back row, and Dodgeville can't play it. It's going to carry him out, and that is an ace, 19-12. And Dodgeville will use another timeout, their second of the set. Hornets lead it by seven, 19-12 in the second. Dodgeville won the opener. You're listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Thanks to our sponsors of our action tonight on WRCO Radio. A salute to all of the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club members as well, putting together a really nice program here for homecoming festivities at Richland Center. Back to action. Hornets by 7, 19-12 in the second. There's a set. Dodgeville in the middle taking it over, and Hornets get it. Nice recovery there. Clements to Pauls in the back in business. Now taking a swing again. Dodgeville, it's going down on the hit by Caitlin Esch. And that makes it 19-13. Hornets went five with Dodgeville the first time, now approaching about a month ago. Dodgeville up in the match, 1-0, and this set is going to be popped to the left side by the Hornets, and it drops in and out of bounds. It was right on the L. It looked like it was going to drop in for an ace. The Hornets waited and then made the play, but it was a little bit too late, and the ball caromed out of bounds. That makes it 19-14, Dodgeville within five. And Caitlin Esch with the approach lines it back row. Popped up now by Razik. Pauls centers it, and Walsh gets it over. Back row, Doherty. Sadola on the left side. Here's Riley, and through the wall, and down it goes. And it looks like, yeah, that's going to be a point. So that'll make it 19-15. Hornets may have tipped it, and then it looked like it may have landed in bounds. I couldn't quite see, but it's a point for Dodgeville anyway. Here's the serve. Walsh sets it up. Weiss down the line. Got it in. Oh, a beautiful shot. Pulled it right down the line, and Eleni Weiss gets the Hornets back in business. 20-15 the score. And Richland Center will serve again. They're leading by five. They're within five of going out here in the second. Danica Pauls with the jump serve. And Dodgeville gets under it. The ball passed to the left side. Here's Wellington taking a swing and got it in. Nice play. Dodgeville makes it now a four-point set, 20-16. Both teams trying to build some consistency down the stretch in this one. Hornets trying to win it. Dodgeville has to come back. Doherty with a serve. Fielded now by Pauls. Wall sets it up. Weiss takes a swing. Back row. Got it in. 21-16, I should say. And that'll make it a five-point lead again for the Hornets.